John Tummerhead is with us kindly too. Hey, John, Tenakwe.
Have you got me?
Yeah, got you there, John. Tenakwe,
mate.
Good. Kia ora. I guess you've been down in Hastings this weekend.
No. I had a more quiet weekend this time. Actually, for the first time since the election.
Well, that's a good thing. John, that was Teningata. I don't know, you might have heard just the back end of her story. She said that those who spoke at M9 were sort of mirroring, in a neat way, a lot of the kaupapa that's been raised by Moana Jackson over the years. What do you see as his influence on Māori advocates still, John?
John?
Look, we've had, from our prophets and our chiefs, all the way through, we, this is a replicated and it sounds a cliche, we stand on the shoulders of greatness. And Wana was underestimated in his time. And I just think that they set the
Our signal's not great there at the moment, John. If you could just give your phone a bit of a shake, mate, we'll see if that comes a bit clearer.
Okay, bye.
Yep.
Oh, how's it going?
Yeah, that's better. Thanks, John.
To me.
Yep, call it all mine.
Yep, call it all mine.
Yeah, so what we've got to do is acknowledge that there are multiple threads of intellectual prowess and capacity amongst our people, and the number, and one is part of that. You know, and when you start mentioning one, you miss a lot. So that the lot was like Aguarangi Walker, for instance, and the rest of them. Right. So the issue is there's multiple ways of intellectually stimulating where we're heading and lifting the narrative and the education and the debate. And I think Wana is part of that whole narrative and the whole fabric.
Tēnā koe. Can we talk about centre-left solidarity for a moment, please? Chloe Swarbrick's been elected, not surprisingly, I guess, as the co-leader of the Greens. And so that gives Labour, Greens, Te Pāti Māori a centre-left bloc. Is that how you see it, or is it, fight your own fights? Is it wrong for media to assume that there is some collectivism in thought and that Māori, Labour and the Greens might meet semi-regularly to strategise about how to combat what many see as the most right-wing government we've had in New Zealand for many a year, John?
Yeah, we don't. Look, in Te Pāti Māori, we don't allow ourselves to be defined by others. And the left-right polemic or left-right debate often leaves Māori left-right out. So it doesn't matter whether Labour's in power or National's in power, the cribbage and the difficulty and the mean-spirited nature of it visits us regardless of left or right. Okay? So all I'm saying to you is that to allow ourselves to be assimilated in somebody else's narrative, left and right, is no longer going to be acceptable to Te Pāti Māori, because what we've got to do is remain crystal clear about who we are, what our reclamation rights are, what our status is, and others in the old left and the old right will have to start taking account of that in the very near future. Look, history's on our side, but so is the future. 25% of all babies tonight under five have Māori ancestry. We are a growing, required, coming capacity and capability that needs to be positively treated with. And we're a solution waiting to happen rather than a problem waiting to be punished. And that's power of ourselves if we understand ourselves. If we put our little trailer, pretend it's a trailer on somebody else's truck, we're no longer in control. And that is colonisation in bang, right there, boom, right there. So I don't get involved anymore in trying to appease the left or appease the right. We just have to be good at being Māori and what that looks like, what that means. And we have to stand our ground on the definition of what that is and not be taken off by others.
Tēnā koe.
So the answer to your question is, no, it doesn't matter who's in the Greens and who's in Labour. What matters is where we're going and whether they're willing to be supportive of where we're heading, rather than looking at containing and assimilating us.
Well, that's the hope, isn't it? That's supportive of what of where the party is heading. Look, we've heard about tax breaks for the landlords. Now we've got the Prime Minister saying it's about solar, it's about mining, it's about energy, it's about houses. And so this fast-track legislative move allows for developments that would normally have to come under the perusal of Māori before getting the green light. Seemingly, we've been pushed aside in that regard too, as they are hell-bent on pulling in more bucks however they can, irrespective of the impact it might have on environmental issues. Green romanticism, says Shane, is something to be avoided. What do you make of the fast-track legislation, one of many in this first 100 days of this new coalition government? And I guess, in a strange way, New Zealand has got what it deserves because of the way we voted in October. But what do you make of this fast-tracking legislation yourself, John?
Oh, look, that's a very simple question, but it requires a very layered and complex answer. And I'll tell you why. What you've seen this government do in the first 100 days is put in place a revolution in regards to macroeconomic planning. I won't talk about that today. And then it has nuanced that all the way through. And what you see with, say, the landlords, that is the biggest corporate giveaway outside the pandemic of $3 billion. $3 billion in cash has been handed back to landlords so that they can use money to go and manipulate the housing market and drive prices up so everybody has to pay a bloody renter from them. Now, that's just the fact. They bought this government. They bought this government. If you look at what they're doing in the conservation estate, etc., the mining lobbies and the money men of old money that run the world have bought this government. And so when you buy politicians, this is what you get. And Kiwis sit back there thinking, but we didn't vote for this. No, you didn't. But what happened was is that you got this three-headed hydra. And anything to control $200 billion worth of money plus setting in place intergenerational programs and policies for your rich mates, that's what this government is. And the sooner people understand that, the better. But, you know, like, as soon as you hear, we want tax breaks, everybody thinks they're getting one. Well, only people that got the tax breaks of the $3 billion over the next 4 years is landlords. Now, here's the message that has to go to all of them. But if the party Māori gets anywhere near power, we're retrospectively taxing them. So have good times now, but pretty soon the wealthy are going to have to pull their weight, like all the working people that get charged 33 cents in the dollar for their labour. And all the rich people are going to have to pay the same, regardless of how they generate their money. They've got to be treated as equally as the poor labouring guy that's only got his labour to bargain. That's it.
And we look forward to that day. John, thanks very much for sharing some time with us. As always, have a good week. We'll talk next.